South America produces 4,000 metric tons of cocaine per year, Argentine minister says. By Christian K. Caruso on August 20, 2026. Security Minister of Argentina Alejandro Monti Oliva detailed that upwards of 4,000 metric tons of cocaine are being produced in South America per year. Minister Monti Oliva spoke on Wednesday with Radio Mitre on the sidelines of the 40th International Drug Enforcement Conference, IDEC, co-hosted by the United States and Argentina in the city of Buenos Aires this week. Speaking on the subject of the fight against drug trafficking, the minister stressed to Radio Mitre that South America is now considered the epicenter of cocaine production in the world, with anywhere between 3,800 and 4,000 metric tons of cocaine produced in the region every year. Monti Oliva detailed that in Colombia, the world's top cocaine producer, up to five times more cocaine is being produced compared to the past decade. Noticeable increases in cocaine production were also documented in Bolivia and Peru. The minister further explained that Argentina, while not a cocaine producer, is identified as a transit country of the drug, and emphasized, production is local, transit is regional, and consumption is global. According to Monti Oliva, the latest report from the World Customs Organizations indicates a change in the ports of origin for cocaine seizures, with Argentine ports going from being a strainer of cocaine transit to the last place in the report. The security minister explained to Radio Mitre that new drug trafficking logistics have been detected in which one ship carries the main drug cargo, which is then distributed to smaller vessels at sea. That was something that hadn't happened for years, Monti Oliva stressed. In other words, the mothership distributes the cargo to other vessels. The mothership carries 1,000 kilos, and various vessels handle the distribution on the high seas. And that also involves a different kind of criminal intelligence work. Monti Oliva spoke alongside Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Administrator Terry Cole on Wednesday during the 40th IDEC Drug Control Conference. Monti Oliva told attendees that the event represents a vote of confidence for Argentina in its fight against drug trafficking and organized crime. Monti Oliva emphasized that Latin America is still a violent region marked by the presence of transnational crime syndicates. Monti Oliva noted that although Argentina has achieved significant results in the reduction of violence, homicides, and drug seizures, it is not enough for the country to succeed on its own. The secret to success is when we succeed together, since no country can confront organizations that operate on a global scale alone, and that is why we are gathered here, she said. Per the Argentine Security Ministry, DEA Administrator Cole said that the ministry is leading the region in its efforts and is doing incredible things against drug traffickers and terrorists. This is a model for the region, and we fully support them in everything they do. The Drug Enforcement Administration and the U.S. government are delighted with this partnership, and we will continue to invest in resources and technology here, Cole said. We will continue to support the operations that your teams carry out every day. According to the Argentine Security Ministry, the 40th International Drug Enforcement Conference hosted by the United States and Argentina saw the participation of representatives of over 100 countries as well as officials from partnered international police organizations. Participants shared strategic practices and held dialogues to reinforce their cooperation in the shared fight against drug trafficking, money laundering, and narco-terrorism. The event will conclude on Thursday. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.